Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. ISRO to launch two satellites from Sriharikota tonight to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit. India's foreign exchange reserves cross $700 billion to place the country at fourth position globally. Punjab and Bihar police rescue 30 bonded labourers from Kapurthala in a joint operation. Met Department forecasts significant drop in minimum temperatures across North India in coming days. Cold wave conditions to continue in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow. In cricket, Australia beat India by 184 runs in fourth test of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. And in hockey, India League, UP Rudras to take on Vedanta Kalinga Lancers in Rourkela this evening. The news in detail. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO is all set with its space docking experiment, known as the SpaceX mission, to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit. Its powerhouse rocket PSLV C-60 will lift off tonight from spaceport Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. Two satellites, SDX-01, called also as Chaser, and SDX-02, called Target, will be placed into a 470-kilometer circular orbit at 55 degrees inclination with a local time cycle of about 66 days. Both Target and Chaser satellites will be placed in the same orbit at a distance of 10 to 20 kilometers. More from our correspondent.
The SpaceX space docking experiment, once successful, will establish India as the country that can successfully undertake human space flight and satellite servicing missions. This is a cost-effective technology demonstrator mission that will enable India to plan mission to Moon and build its own Bharatiya Antariksha Station, where the satellite can dock and get back to Earth. In-space docking technology is essential when multiple rocket launches are required for common mission objectives. This needs precision in inter-satellite support, velocity, navigation, transfer of electric power between two docked spacecrafts, composite spacecraft control, and payload operations after undocking. India will be the fourth country to master docking and undocking of satellites. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
India has crossed an extraordinary milestone as its foreign exchange reserves have surged past $700 billion, placing the nation at the fourth position globally. Over the last decade, the total foreign direct investment inflows were around $709 billion. Our correspondent reports that India has jumped from 71st in 2014 to 39th in 2018 on the Global Competitiveness Index, highlighting advancements in infrastructure, market size and innovation.
India is today the world's fifth largest economy and advancing toward the goal of becoming the third largest economy. The country has made substantial strides in sectors ranging from logistics to innovation, security and cybersecurity. A leap of 42 ranks in the Ease of Doing Business Index between 2015 and 2018 positioned India as an investment-friendly destination. In 2024, India became the world's second largest producer of crude steel after China. It also secured the second position globally in mobile phone production, solidifying its status as a major manufacturing hub. India's education sector is also experiencing remarkable growth, with the nation making significant strides in global academic rankings. The QS World University Rankings Asia 2025 highlights India's increasing prominence, with seven of its institutes now listed in top 100 across Asia. With Dipendra Kumar, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the fifth pre-budget consultation meeting with industry representatives in New Delhi today. The meeting was also attended by secretaries of several departments, including the Finance, Investment and Public Asset Management, Economic Affairs, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, and Chief Economic Advisor to the Union Government. The union budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 will be the eighth consecutive budget presented by Ms. Sitharaman. In Punjab, 30 bonded labourers have been rescued by joint teams of Punjab and Bihar police, along with the members of an NGO, Bachpan Bachao Andolan. These include three minor girls and seven women. The victims were forced into bonded labour in a Kapurthala-based potato farm. for long hours on meager emoluments. They were also allegedly mistreated by the contractor. More from our correspondent.
According to police sources, those rescued include 8 from Nepal and 22 others from Sitamarhi district of Bihar. DSP Deep Karan, who led the police team to rescue, told Akashvani.
बिहार के सीतामढ़ी जिला में दो एफआईआर दर्ज हैं जो कि बाल मजदूरी के संबंध में हैं जिसके संबंध में कल बिहार पुलिस ने सदर कपूरथला पुलिस की फोर्स के साथ कुछ रेड किए जिसमें 11 बच्चों को बरामद किया गया उन बच्चों को चाइल्ड वेलफेयर बोर्ड के पेश करने के बाद उनको अपने घर पहुंचने में मदद की जाएगी जो ठेकेदार इनको यहां पे लाने के लिए जिम्मेदार थे उनकी तलाश अभी जारी है
द माइनर्स आर बिटवीन द एज ग्रुप ऑफ 12 टू 16 इयर्स राजेश बाली आकाशवाणी न्यूज़ जालंधर
Still with Punjab, a day-long bandh call given by farmers has evoked almost complete response. The bandh has been called by farmers seeking legal guarantee of minimum support price for their crops. Rail and road traffic was crippled and commercial establishments remained shut in many places of the state. Farmers staged dharnas on several roads, throwing commuter traffic out of gear. According to police sources, no untoward incident has been reported from any part of the state as of now. Firozpur Divisional Railway Manager Office told Akashvani that over 200 trains have been cancelled, short terminated or delayed. At the railway stations, arrangements have been made to inform passengers about the delays and cancellations. The protesting farmers are staging protests at the Shambhu and Kanori border points since February this year. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Here with us on the midday news. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold day and cold wave conditions in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy said dense fog conditions are likely to prevail over northwest India today. She also added that heavy rainfall is expected over coastal Tamil Nadu today.
Currently, we have a western disturbance, which is further to the west, but it is likely to move eastwards and affect western India, northwest Indian region, and the western Himalayas from day after tomorrow, which is 1st of January. Associated with it, we are expecting rainfall to start. But before that, that means the first 2 days, we are expecting fog conditions to prevail over entire northwest India, with especially very dense fog conditions, mainly over Punjab and Haryana. Thereafter, as this western comes closer, rainfall will start and winds will strengthen, because of which we are expecting fog conditions to reduce over northwest India.
The IMD has said there will be a fall of 4 to 6 degrees in minimum temperature in Uttar Pradesh in the next 5 days. Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Rajasthan are likely to witness fall in the minimum temperatures by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius in the coming 3 days. However, there will be no significant change in minimum temperature over the central and eastern parts of the country in the next few days. Meanwhile, hill stations of Himachal Pradesh are gearing up for New Year celebrations as a large number of tourists are visiting Simla and tourist destinations to celebrate. However, due to 7 days of national mourning, cultural programs will not be organized this time. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Met Department has said the region is likely to witness 2 more snow spells in the coming days. Tourists, travellers and transporters have been advised to follow advisory from the District Administration and Traffic Department in view of snowfall, sub-freezing temperature and icy conditions over roads in plains and higher reaches. The Srinagar-Leh highway is closed due to accumulation of snow at Zojila Pass in central Kashmir's Ganderbal district. More from our correspondent.
The divisional administration is taking tangible steps to work on providing the essential services including snow clearance, power and water supply and health facilities across Kashmir region. The continuous monitoring is being ensured at all levels with synergy among various departments to avoid any inconvenience to the public. Chief Minister has urged officers to remain sensitive and responsive to public grievances, directing them to identify gaps in service delivery and take immediate corrective actions. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
In Ladakh, after widespread snowfall on Saturday, followed by partly cloudy weather during the last 24 hours, the sun came out today, giving much-needed respite. However, cold wave weather conditions continue during morning and night hours as the entire Union Territory is freezing at sub-zero temperatures. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to Qatar from today. During the visit, he will meet Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said the visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural and people-to-people, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter passed away last night at his home in Plains, Georgia, at the age of 100. He was the oldest living president of all time and the third U.S. president to visit India. A Democrat, former President Carter served one term from 1977 to 1981. After his presidency, he carved out an extraordinary post-presidency life and was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002. In cricket, Australia registered a 184-run victory over India in the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. India were all out at 155 in their second innings on the final day today, while chasing a target of 340 runs. Yashasvi Jaiswal scored the highest, 84 runs for India. For Australia, Pat Cummins and Scott Boland took 3 wickets each. Earlier, Australia were bundled out for 234 runs after resuming their second innings at the overnight score of 228 for 9 this morning. With this win, hopes for Australia to qualify for the World Test Championship final have been reinforced. A win in the next test in Sydney will guarantee them a spot in the final and a test series win against India, which has been evading them for a decade. On the other hand, to remain in contention in WTC, India need to win the final test and then pin their hopes on Sri Lanka to beat Australia in the upcoming series at least by a 1-0 margin. In the Hockey India League, UP Rudras will take on Vedanta Kalinga Lancers at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela this evening. The match will start at 8:15 p.m. IST. Yesterday, Surma Hockey Club defeated Tamil Nadu Dragons 4-1 in a penalty shootout after the scores were tied 1-1 at regular time in Rourkela. Earlier, Shachi Rar Bengal Tigers defeated Hyderabad Tufans 3-2. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in the negative territory in afternoon trade today, dragged by auto and metal stocks. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 349 points to 78,350, and the NSE Nifty 50 slipped 109 points to 23,704. Both the indices were over 0.4% down when reports last came in. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight we will bring you a discussion on effective disaster preparedness. Our experts in the studios are member NDMA Lieutenant General Syed Atta Hasnain, retired, and Inspector General NDRF Narendra Singh Vandela. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask questions to our experts about preparedness with respect to disasters, do's and don'ts, and other related queries. You can dial the telephone numbers 011-234-21050 and 011-233-1444-9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. You can also send your queries via WhatsApp at the number 9289094044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. The News Services Division of Akashwani will bring a special 30-minute program in English 2024, the year that was, the memories that remain. This program can be heard from 8 p.m. tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO to launch 2 satellites from Sriharikota tonight to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit. India's foreign exchange reserves cross $700 billion to place country at 4th position globally. Punjab and Bihar police rescue 30 bonded labourers from Kapurthala in a joint operation. Met Department forecasts significant drop in minimum temperatures across North India in coming days, cold wave conditions to continue in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow. In cricket, Australia beat India by 184 runs in fourth test of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. In hockey, India League, UP Rudras to take on Vedanta Kalinga Lancers in Rourkela this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.